have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Good evening to our viewers of the newly launched podcast on Elation's Radio, Jadis Alive. We have an upcoming event for girls between the ages of 13 and 19. It is Intro to Entrepreneurship and Mobile App Development, where you get to create and launch your own app on any Android and iOS device. Register at www.jadis.org right now because spaces are limited.
Good evening, good evening, social media. It is Tuesday here in the United States. We are on the Jadis Alive Rock, Lewis, Missouri, but globally we are across social media platforms and Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Cynthia R. Bennett. Here on the podcast, we talk about issues dealing with abuse and neglect to raise awareness, provide resources, and offer hope through educating, edifying, and encouraging in our community, locally and globally. We will also be having guests for our upcoming season as well, and so you don't want to miss this. You don't want to miss this because these are topics of discuss that will help you and I and our community at hand. So first of all, I want to thank you, our viewers and our listeners, and we ask that if this podcast helps you in any way, your family or your friends or your associates, the organization is asking you to take time to go to our website and social media pages to see the causes we raise for women and children. But we want you to be sure to like and share, because you never know who down on your timeline may need this information or may know someone who can use this information to help you. So for more about our resources and things that we have and that we have in upcoming, those services we're providing, we ask you to go to our website at jadasa.org. That is jadasa.org, J-A-D-A-S-A.org. But before we get started, I want to read some announcements. So our first announcement here is our Sister Sis. This is our weekly on-site support group session. The women are coming here. They're being helped. I'm being helped. We're sharing. They're growing. They're helping in their situations. And this is what it's about. It's about sisters coming together. Whether you're black, white, rich, or poor, whatever your nationality, you are a sister. We are females, and we are coming together. And this Wednesday, that's every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. in our office. In January, we will be moving to the Resource Center due to space, for us to have adequate space. So we're asking you to be a part of it. Come and let us know. Go to our website and let us know you want to be a part of this, because we want you to be here. Your story will help somebody. You didn't go through what you went through for nothing and come out. It's to help somebody who needs to know that there is somebody there for them. So we want you to make sure you register online or call the office that's on the flyer if you want to be a part of this support group session. Announcement is our upcoming developer session. We have this session three times a year in fall, spring, and summer. And this is a class of 8 weeks. I'm sorry, I take that back. It used to be 8 weeks. It's 4 Saturdays from 10 to 12:30. 4 Saturdays. And it's for girls ages 10 to 18. If you have your niece, your daughter, your anybody that you know that can benefit from this program, it is talking about entrepreneurship. We have just a group service for them to deal with some of the issues they talk about, that teens go through, you know, attitude, social etiquette. We talk about different things. And we also do a technical piece about this program. It's called Developer, and where field they may want to go into, or they can be their own entrepreneur and build apps. Every work person we have is a woman, or a woman of color who comes and who is a business owner to share their story, because our girls need to see themselves. They need to see that women are breaking glass ceilings and women of color. So we're hitting it both, a female and a woman of color. So we're asking you, if you know anybody, please share this information and send it out to you, to them. So I think that is enough of that, our announcement. So I'm going to stop right there with our announcements and just move forward. So tonight, you know, I put out there about talking about a subject during this holiday season. And you know, like I said in the description, this is not a holly jolly Christmas time for everybody. I want to talk about the holiday season. It's a time, of course, for some, it's a time of festivity. It's a joyous occasion, being with your family and your friends, coming together, reminiscing, laughing, eating food, and so much more, exchanging gifts and just catching up. But for some, that is not the case. This is a hard time for them. This is a time of dread for some, a time of heartache, a time of depression, because traumatic experience they've gone through, whether it's the death of a loved one, death of a dream, their ministry folded, they lost their job, they lost their house or cars, or they don't have finances, or they just stressed dealing with life, whatever their reason is, that's traumatic for them. And all of this coming together, this is not a good time for a lot of people. Matter of fact, I think I've read somewhere that this is the time where there is an increase in suicide, you know, because people don't understand, or they don't want to have to deal with the loneliness, because isolation and loneliness, it's a deadly mix, if you don't know that, about how we can help our viewers, help our families, help our friends, help the people we know who are going through whatever it is they're going through during this time. You know, let's not forget about them. Again, as I said last week, let's not forget about that person that's always appeared to be strong, the one that's always, and you know some stuff has going on with their life, or you know that they are struggling, or you know that they've had a heartache, or they've had a setback, or they had something, but they're still putting on this strong face. That's not necessarily meaning that they are okay. Let's not forget them and say, oh, you know, we're here, our family here, I'm just good, it's all good. Let's not forget those who it may not be good, okay? So because I this really tugged at my heart, you know, I've been there. I've been there where I hated this time of year. There was a season in my life that I dreaded Christmas and Thanksgiving. There was a season in my life after September, between September and January, I just did not like that season at all. And that's because of all the trauma that I have endured in my life, all the deaths. A lot of you guys know that in a 10-year period, I have buried 6 siblings and both my parents. And so this wasn't not really a holly jolly time for me. But I have come on the other side. But I have a heart for people who is still struggling or who is going through this. And so, you know, if we want to help our families and our friends, there are some things we can do to help. You know, one, understand that it's okay for a person to be sad if they're going through it. It's during the holidays. You know, telling somebody, you shouldn't be sad, and the person that's going on, they wouldn't want you to be sad, you know, and you're trying to cheer them up. You know, you're really kind of doing the opposite, because now they're feeling like they can't be honest with their feelings, because now even if they're sad and they don't want to be dealing with joyous occasions, you want to tell them they shouldn't be sad. So now they don't want to even share their feelings or be honest with you, because now they can't display how they really feel to you, because you're overshadowing whatever it is they're going through by saying, you need to be jolly, you need to be happy. This is Christmas time. Okay? It's Christmas time. Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate. Some people are not in a celebratory, and so we need to understand it's okay if that's what they want to go to. But, you know, we know even though it's okay, we don't want them to stay there, okay? But also, the person that's grieving, let them leave. Don't you get in the driver's seat for them. Let them leave, you know. Oh, I don't want you to be alone for the holiday. You know, and while they saying they may want to be alone, you know, it's okay. Ask them. Ask them how do they feel about being alone. How do they feel about you coming over? How do they feel about the holidays? At least they may not even have an answer. But let them grieve. Let them leave. Let them tell you how they feel. At least ask. Don't just assume anything. You know, and if they're handling the holidays in a way that you may not know, they already have enough, you know, this place, you know, saying stuff, ooh, you know, they come over their house and it's dark and it's grim and they don't have nothing out, just dealing with Christmas and whatever their issue is, you know, don't go to their place and say, ooh, this place can really use some decorations and that will cheer you up, you know. And, you know, even though we do mean really well, I know what I'm saying is you're not doing it intentionally to hurt people, you know, but unsolicited advice and criticizing someone who is handling the holidays the way they are handling it for a grieving person, it makes them feel even worse. It's already a difficult time for them to have to manage without the loved one, or how to manage or whatever it is they're dealing with. It's already a difficult time for them, so we don't need to judge. Stop judging them. Stop telling them they're not being sensitive enough. Just be, you know, don't tell them that. Let them leave. You just be there and be there, be a friend to them, be a confident, be a listening ear to them. Do something, but don't you get in the driver's seat and tell them, oh, you should be doing this, you should be doing that. Now they're gonna dismiss you, and they're not going to want to talk to you because now you're not allowing them to handle it how they want. You know, and ask them what might feel good during this season. They may not even know. Don't assume, don't guess. And stop telling a grieving person what they should do or what they need for the holidays. You ask them, what do you need? What do you need from me? What do you want to do? You know, how can I help? You know, what is it? Ask them. Don't assume you know what they're going through. Even if you've been through what they're going through, even if whether it is they lost a job, you lost a job. They lost a child, you lost a child. Everybody grieves different. It affects everybody different. You can empathize with them because you've been in their shoes, but you are not them. So you cannot assume and guess how you think they may feel. Of course, you know, again, just ask them, because it's always appreciated, you know, that you at least ask them. But ask before you offer your own ideas, and whatever answer they give you, respect their answer. No, nobody asked you to believe it. Nobody asked you for your opinion. You ask them a question, and whatever answer they give you, respect their answer. Because what it is, you're acknowledging them, you're respecting their answer, and you're giving them the respect, whatever it is. Another thing I wanted to do, how we can help those during this holiday season, we need to watch our language. Watch our language. What do you mean by that? Well, we know that the holidays are centered around gratitude and abundance and gift-giving and holidays and happy and all this stuff. You know, look at all the cartoons. Look at all the Christmas stuff. It's always, you know, on a happy ending. It's always a joyous people coming together. You know, people finding lonely, lost loved ones. People getting Christmas. You know, ending on a happy note or an uptick note. Well, you know, for a grieving person, that's not their reality. You know, so if it's okay if they're not feeling grateful or gratitude or abundance, because gratitude and grief don't cancel each other out. Do you all hear me? Gratitude and grief doesn't cancel each other out. They coexist side by side. So it's okay if your grieving person doesn't feel grateful. Even though you mean well, these statements are backhanded judgments that have a powerful impact. So be careful. Instead of meeting the grieving person where they are, you're trying to get them to meet you where you are. They're not there. If that's how you're going to handle, stay where you at and let somebody else handle them. You have to meet the grieving person exactly where they are. Mirror their reality back to them. Because, again, I'll say it again, gratitude and grief doesn't cancel each other out. They can coexist together. Share memories, whatever it is. Oh, I remember when so-and-so was here, we used to do that. Oh, I remember when we used to work at this job. Oh, I remember when we used to go. Whatever the memory is, you know, it's okay when speaking with it to your person who is grieving. Don't be afraid to share memories about their person. Don't be afraid to share memories about their experience or their job or the ministry. Whatever it is, that help you. You know, use the person's name in their conversation. Use the noun. Use, you know, the proper name. Whatever it is, the job, the ministry, the person, whatever it is that they lost. You know, trying to work around a hole that has opened up in somebody's life doesn't help them or spare their feelings. Not during the holidays and not any other time of the year. It doesn't. Share your memories that you have in common with them, the stories about whatever it is you all did together, the person you all shared together. You know, you all knew this common friend together, or you all went to this school, or you all was at this job, or you all was in ministry together. Whatever it is, it's a beautiful way to reach out and connect, to be present, and to acknowledge. And then, you know what, invite them. Sometimes just invite them out to things, but don't force it. Because if the answer is no, I'll go back to the previous statement I said before, respect their answer. Invite them. You can invite them out to a holiday event, a movie, or go to dinner. Invite them out to get them out the house. Maybe they just stuck up in the house and they're in the dark room and they got the shades closed and the drapes closed, the shades down and the drape closed, and they're sitting in a corner, just in the kitchen or wherever they're, and they're just sitting in darkness, you know. And even if you invite them out and they say, no, I don't feel like going today. I don't want to go. Don't force it. There's a song I just came to mind. It's not a Christian song, y'all. It say, if it don't fit, don't force it. Just relax and let it go. I know it could be something else, too. But in this particular statement, I'm talking about if it don't fit with the person wanting to go out, if the person don't feel like they fit going out, they don't feel like they fit going to the movies, they don't like feel like fit being around people or family, don't relax and let it go. Now, I know what the song meant then, but I'm just turning around for this particular situation, you know. So don't take it personally when they say no. Even if they say, yeah, I'm going to go, and at the last minute they cancel. Don't have an issue with that. Don't say, well, you know, I got all dressed. I bought these tickets and stuff. They are going through. They go have emotional roller coasters. They go be up and down. They go wish they want to go, and sometimes they go and they don't want to go, and they go and don't wish they had no win, and they go not go and wish they would have gone. I mean, they just going to have different roller coaster emotions. And so even if they cancel at the last minute, or if they do show up and then, like you said, leave without warning, all of a sudden you look around like, oh, so-and-so, she was over there, she kicked me there. A lot of stuff. And you don't know what kind of triggers is coming up for them wherever you all are at. Just let it go. Let it go. Don't force it. If it don't fit, don't force it. Just relax and let it go. Remember, just another note, parties and big groups and big family outings and stuff, they may be too daunting for them right now because, one, they don't feel like folks ask them a whole bunch of questions. Don't nobody want to be asked a whole bunch of questions. How you feeling? Well, okay, don't do that. Just say hi, hi, you know, hey, girl, it's good to see you. Hey, so-and-so, it's good to see you. I'm so glad to see you. I am so glad. You know, you can say that. Don't say, hey, girl, how you doing? I mean, it's something we normally say, and it's so cliche. You know, you just say, hey, how you doing? But when you know a person is grieving, they may take that the wrong way. So if I know somebody's kind of going through something, I may not say, hey, how you doing? No, I'm just going to say, you know what, I'm so glad to see you. Because that lets them know that you actually were grieving at the end of the grieving during the holiday season because it's a loss of a loved one or it's a loss of a job or their ministry folded or their relationship, you know, went south or there's a divorce or a separation or whatever it is, you know. But remember, what about the terminally ill loved ones? People who are in traumatic situations like sexual and domestic abuse, dealing with that and happen to put on this face for the children because we try to make their environment as easy, even though it may be poor. You know, what about those people who's dealing with neglect and they feel like people are not there for them or the person they love them, that loves them, or they're in love with, is misusing or abusing them. They're also grieving, too. Grief doesn't always start after somebody dies. In this particular case, person, I'll say with the terminally ill, a person who has someone in their life who's terminally ill and they're, you know, dealing with them and have to work with them, and they are also grieving. And the reason why I said that, because I saw that firsthand with somebody who was dealing with their parent who was terminally ill, they were grieving too because they knew that they were on the downslope, hating the next thing. You know, when you know, and I know we talk, and I know we, you know, we're Christians and we talk about having faith and all of that, and I understand that, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the practical of things right now. When somebody who is dealing with somebody who is terminally ill, this is still grieving for them because they're knowing that whatever the doctors have said or the, not just the diagnosis, the prognosis is not good. And so they're grieving. They're grieving not only that, but they're grieving of what their loved one is going through and how they are handling it and the pain and all the stuff they got to go through. They grieve for that as well. I did that. I grieved, and I didn't even know I was grieving even when my mom passed and when I watched her pass away and I was grieving. I did not even know. You don't know what your body do. When my mom passed in November of a year, 2000, when my mom died in 2000, November 17th, 2000. I was still trying to catch up on sleep in June of 2001 because I was in such grief dealing with the sickness and everything. I didn't even know. I just put all that on the back burner. I was just trying to be there for her and do what I need to do. Whatever I was going through, my body, you know, I discounted it. And so when a person is grieving, they deserve to be cared for and treated gently, too, you know, because you're trying to be gentle, you're trying to be happy, you're trying to be festive for them and to them, and they may you know, they may not want that because they may have, you know, pain and all that stuff. So my point is this. It's okay, you know, send care packages, not only to those grieving, you know, talk to people. Make some say, well, you know, I'm a Christian, and I'm a practicing Christian, and I'm a believer. But I'm going to tell you, I do not like when somebody is going through and somebody always say, well, let me know what you need, some. I'm praying for you. To me, that is just a statement just to say to get on out the way. If you got some money and you know they need it, give them some money. If you got food and they know they need some food, give them some food. If you know, whatever you can do, faith is an action word. Don't tell me you love me and you don't do nothing for me. I don't want that kind of love. Show me. We live in the show me state. Remember? Missouri. The show me state. Show me you love me. You know, and so offer your support. Offer to be your, go there and sit with somebody sometime. Be in a company. Invite them out. Show up. Show up. Mirror their reality. Understand this is their reality, not your reality. So you go according to how they feel, their reality, because you're not dealing with what they're dealing with. And you know what? Listen to them. Don't be always trying to cheer them up. They may not want to cheer. They may just want a listening ear. Listen without trying to cheer them up. Okay? Remember, there is no right or wrong way to do the holiday season. There is none. I am just saying to help those who are going through, because everybody is not happy. Everybody is not joyous. Everybody doesn't have food and gifts under the tree. And you know, everybody doesn't have good relationship with their loved ones. Everybody does not have that. So there's no right and wrong way to do holiday season. I'm just saying be careful and to be open and to be helpful for those who are grieving during this time, because this is not the holly jolly season for everybody. It is important to reach out, and it's important to connect. You don't need to be perfect. You don't need to be perfect for them. You don't need to be perfect for yourself. Just be present for somebody. I always talk about that, the spirit of presence or the ministry of presence. I'm big on that, and I always talk about that. Be present. Just show up for somebody sometimes. Be there. When I say just be there, even if you're not there in physical, at their house or in front of them, be there when you're talking to them on the phone. Listen intently. Engage. Listen to them. Be encouraging. Be there for them, because this is a trying time. This is not a dreadful time for a lot of people this time of year who have lost, who are lacking, who have been abused, who have been misused, who have been neglected, who has been affected by traumatic situations, whatever that situation is. And this time of year, it's hard for them to cope and deal with it. So we're asking you, our listeners, our viewers, whoever your family and your friends are that you know they may be going through this season, who, this is not a holiday season for them, be present for them. Be there for them. It's the ministry of presence. Now, if you or someone you know need help, reach out or call. You can call us. You can reach us at the Jadasa website at Jadasa, JADASA.org, or on social media, our social media post. It is Jadasa with Cynthia Bennett. That's my new name. I'm trying to combine to get everything under the Jadasa website and not my personal. I'm trying to migrate from that one. You can call our 800 number at 1-800-292-2145, or you can call our office number at 314-100. You can also find resources and support services in more than 205 countries around the world at the No More Global Directory. And that is the website at nomoredirectory.org. Nomoredirectory.org. Now, I will leave you with this. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." God is saying that he wants to give you the end that he expects you to have. And he wants to give you the end that you expect to have. And that end is of peace and love and tranquility and abundance. That's what he expects you to have. Jotosa is a community. You are our global community. Therefore, you are Jotosa. Remember, it is Jotosa 24/7, 365 days a year, all day, every day. With that being said, I want you to be safe, I want you to be well, and I want you to be whole.
Good evening to our viewers of the news.